This is John Batchelor, conversation with colleague Anatole Lieben of the Quincy Institute for Responsible Statecraft, of the report in America that the Trump administration, the Pentagon, is considering passing the torch of the Strategic Allied Command Europe, SACUR, to a non-American, never has been. This is the command of NATO. Anatole reacts to a question, is the U.S. leaving NATO? He qualifies it about property, but not about the command. Later on, he speculates who would get the command, and he sees that as a battle between the remaining 32 members of NATO, 31 without the U.S. Anatole Lieben, SACUR to France, to Britain, to Germany, unknown. More of this tonight.
Well, not leaving. I mean, I'm pretty sure that the U.S. will retain its bases in Europe and will remain a member of NATO because, you know, those bases are very important to U.S. Force protection in the Middle East. And I don't see anyone in the Trump administration saying that the U.S. should give that up. But, I mean, if the U.S. were to give up the command of NATO forces in Europe, that would be absolutely huge. It would be counter to, you know, the one of the deepest strains in, you know, U.S. Security doctrine.